We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt, and welcome back to Proof to Product. Now, before we jump into today's episode, I want to acknowledge that I see you. I see how hard you are working. I see how you have experienced your own set of pain and trauma over the last years. I see how you've made big shifts in your business and in your life to adapt to the changing circumstances that you've experienced through COVID. And it's pretty hard to believe that we're now at the year mark of dealing with COVID. I also want you to know that you are not alone. Today's episode is all about how to prepare for hiring help in your business, but help comes in a lot of different formats. Sometimes it's communities that we invest in, educational programs, connecting with our peers, and sometimes it's hiring team members to strategize or take action in our businesses. If you do want support through a community or coaching from me, and you want resources that will help you continue to thrive as your business grows, be sure to check out my Proof to Product Labs community. It's my 12-month group coaching program, and you can get all the details at prooftoproduct.com/labs. And if you are ready to hire help, I want you to keep listening because I'm sharing strategies that I use in my own business before I bring on new team members. I know that many of you are looking ahead to later this year or this quarter or even later this month, and you are thinking that you need more hands on deck to be able to reach the goals you've set for yourself. You're looking to outsource things that you don't necessarily need or want to have your hands on. So whether you are hiring your first team member or your 10th, whether you are planning to hire employees or contractors, today's episode includes pre-work, things that I want you to do before you even write that job description or advertise the job that you're hiring for. So let's go through the steps. These are things that I do in my own business and things that I work with my coaching clients on as well. So first and foremost, I want you to track your time, so that we can see what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. This will enable us to identify things that you no longer need to be doing or things that someone else can do better than you. We shouldn't be shy about that. There's a lot of people that have different skills and stronger skills than we do in certain areas. So if we can hire an expert for that, we should. But this data, this tracking our time will give us direction for any hiring that we're gonna do. Now, you can use time tracking software like Toggle or Harvest, or you can keep it pretty low key and just put a notebook next to your computer and write down everything you do every day and the amount of time that you spend on that task. Now, I do want you to aim to track your time for a full week, and then we will go through the process of the 4 T's. Now, the 4 T's are not something that I came up with. This is a framework that's taught by Adrian Dorison and Mike Michalowicz of Run Like Clockwork. And I will link to their book and to their course in the show notes. But once we've collected the data, we're going to categorize your task using the 4T framework. So the first T is trim. What are you going to do less of? You will still continue to do the work, or the business will continue to do the work, but you'll do less of it. So an example of trimming could involve consolidating your shipping days to 2 to 3 days per week rather than shipping out product every single day. Instead of spending every day packing orders and getting them to the post office, you're going to limit that and block that to 2 to 3 days per week. So you're trimming down the number of days that you're shipping out product. The second T is trash. You're not going to do it anymore. You're not going to do it. Your team is not going to do it. This is something that you will stop doing. This task will not be completed by your business. This is an example here. Maybe there is a social media platform that doesn't serve your business at all. Maybe your audience doesn't live there. You're not seeing engagement. It's not bringing in new business. So you will stop posting or spending any time on that platform. I know that oftentimes when we get into business, we're all trying to do, you know, all the things and be in all the places. But if you take a good look at your Google Analytics, you'll see which social media platforms or which marketing efforts are truly bringing in traffic. So that's one area that when I was going through this process, I realized I could stop spending time in certain marketing avenues that were not driving results. And so that's an example of trashing a task. The third T is transfer. What are you going to delegate to someone else? What will you offload in some capacity? Now, the business will still continue to do this task. It'll still happen, but you won't be the person that's doing the work. You'll pass it along to someone else. Now, this could include things like packaging and fulfillment. Maybe you bring somebody in to package your products and get them ready so that they're ready when an order comes in. This could be someone like a social media manager or someone that writes your emails that go out for marketing. It will look different for all of us. Our list of things to transfer will look different. So what I'm transferring will look different than what you're transferring. So that's why it's super important, instead of asking around to our peers and saying, well, what are you outsourcing or who are you working with? I should talk to them too. I want you to look at your own time tracking. I want you to see what's taking time from your day to day, and also looking at the things that you're maybe not so great at, and thinking, okay, well, these are tasks that I can transfer to someone else. They'll do it faster. They'll do it better. Or my time is not best spent on these types of tasks. And so that is what transferring is, thinking about your own needs, the business needs, and what you could transfer. The fourth T is treasure. These are things that you personally will continue doing. These are things that you, and only you really, should be doing. So like CEO tasks, or if you're the creative director or artist in your brand and only you can create the artwork, then those are tasks that you should treasure. Tasks that you treasure could also be things that you just really enjoy doing. So theoretically, you could delegate them. They could be something that you transfer, but they aren't things that you want to delegate. They're things that you want to continue holding on to. For me, a treasure, something I've been treasuring, is my social media. That is me posting, and that is me responding to people. And that's something I wanted to maintain the voice of. Now, down the road, I may end up transferring that. I'm not sure. But for right now, it's something I'm treasuring. So again, step one, we're taking tallies of our time for the week to see what we're doing, where we're spending our time, where we may have bottlenecks, and where we may be also excelling in our business. I will say that I usually like to record a full week, which it's not easy to record a full week. You do have to make sure you're staying on task and staying on task. You do have to keep on it and make sure that you're truly tracking day to day. I usually get a little fatigued by day three. So just try to do as much as you can. If you can do a week, do a week. If you can't do a full week, at least get a few days in. And the reason I say that is our days as entrepreneurs are so varied. Giving us a full snapshot of a week of your time will give you a better sense of where you can allocate these four T's. But again, this is going to show us where we're excelling in the business and where we may have time leaks in our day. So things that are taking up a lot of time. For example, am I spending too much time just scrolling the internet? I would put that on my timesheet. For me, I'm spending a lot of time right now managing virtual learning for my kids. Three of the four are home still doing virtual learning. Their schools have not opened. So that goes on my tracking list. All of those things, big or small, business or personal, should go on that time tracking sheet. Step two, again, we're running all the tasks on our list through the four T's. Trim, what will we do less of? Trash, what are you and your team going to stop doing altogether? Transfer, what are you going to delegate to someone else? And treasure, what are you going to keep and continue doing really, really well? Now, step three of this process is we're going to group together all of the tasks on our transfer list. And we're going to see, you know, who these projects would be best suited for. Could you delegate them to a marketing assistant? Could you delegate them to a production assistant? Is it time to hire a wholesale manager for your business? Also thinking about things like, do I need one person to do all these tasks, which is probably unlikely, or should the tasks be split up into multiple roles with people that have different skill sets? As you start to go through the four T's, you will start to see some trends pop up, and it will make it easier for you to identify your priorities in the business, the position or positions that you want to hire for, and then it will also highlight the types of skills and experience level that you need these new hires to have. It'll come out whether these tasks need to be completed by a contractor or if it needs to be an employee. Now, an employee, it could be a part-time or a full-time employee. The contractor could be someone that is on a retainer that's doing work for you every month, or it could be a project basis where someone comes in and handles some one-off tasks and then they're done, right? So an example of a project base is I hired Jessica Freeman to do some website updates for us recently. And she comes in about once a quarter and I have a list of things that need to be refreshed on the site. And she goes through that in the course of a day and does it. So she's not on retainer. She's not getting a paycheck from me every month. She's not an employee, but she does come in on an as-needed basis to take care of things that are important in the business. Okay, all of these things that we just discussed will make the hiring process much easier because you will have a much clearer viewpoint of what your needs are personally and what the business needs to continue meeting and exceeding your goals. And you will do all of this, as I mentioned, before you even write the job description or advertise your job openings, because this is going to, again, help you get crystal clear on what your needs are. So friends, I hope this was helpful for you. If you are planning to hire, I want you to flag this email and come back to it and take notes, think through this. If you want to go track your time and then come back to re-listen when you do the four T's, definitely do that. But also, I wanted to share with you that next month inside of Proof to Product Labs, we are going to be talking about outsourcing social media. It's been very interesting to me. I've been working with product-based businesses for 10 years now, and I will tell you that most people first outsource their bookkeeping, which is what we talked about in January. Then they tend to outsource fulfillment and packaging help. And that's either done like with somebody coming into your studio or even outsourcing it and sending boxes home with people to pack at home. And maybe I'll talk about that on a future episode. But social media has been popping up for the last few years as something that people are really looking to outsource, but they're not sure how. They're not sure if they need to hire an agency that does full service or if they need to hire a freelancer or like an independent person that could come in and do this work. So next month, our guest expert is Andrea Jones from OnlineDrea.com, and she runs a full service social media agency. But during her presentation, she's going to talk about how to figure out what you need. She's going to share strategies for finding the right type of help for your business, whether that's a freelancer that you train and bring in, whether that's an independent social media manager that manages social media for a lot of people, or whether it's an agency like hers. And she's going to talk about the pros and cons. So if you want to participate in this live presentation and Q&A session, be sure to join us inside of Proof to Product Labs before the 1st of April. Register at prooftoproduct.com/labs. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to prooftoproduct.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.